So I'm in a car, and I found my way, as I always do, by following a starling, a bird. It was curiously tethered from its right angle to my left wrist by a thin metal chain. And the starling flew a few hundred feet or so out in front of the car, and as it flew, I drove, and after several hours of driving on country roads through mostly pine forests, the bird, the starling, the tethered starling fell from the sky. It was dead, completely exhausted. And it was at that spot that I knew I had arrived at the right house. Noticing another presence in the room.
I might be falling through when I pick up my pace and suddenly I'm falling.
Actually, just my brain trying to make fun of me.
I'm running away from some evil man that wants to kill me. He never catches me, though. I always wake up before he does.
And I see that one of the babies is about to fall off the shelf. So I run.
I was sitting in a chair in a big bay-windowed room when suddenly...
And it would always be sunset or around sunset.
And he's hanging a child outside of a 10th-story window.
I just remember my body liquefying and seeping into the ground. I was just a looming spirit and could only be perceptive but not contribute.
Smaller and smaller, all of a sudden I could see him sort of spreading his body out, and then he started rising up again. There must have been some kind of major updraft or something, and he was rising and rising and rising back up, and he came all the way back up to where
point, I didn't have anything
to the height of where I was at the top of this cliff, and there were other people around, and we were all looking at him, and we were all amazed. He was like doing these tricks. He was like spinning around. Otherwise, sort of, I don't know if he was showing off or what he was doing.
Bigger and bigger until the whole sky was like just filled with them.
Floating, hovering. He was like sort of at will, doing what he wanted, and it was totally amazing.
Everything was white, peaceful, and nice.
I used to have a lot of flying dreams.
It had the head shape of a doe, and it was blue.
I always dream of rabbits and a Mad Hatter's tea party with lots of cakes and wine.
But don't be scared. We're going to be here. We're going to protect you.
So I figured I was in some sort of performance art piece, and I
and then all of a sudden I turn into a velociraptor. But I realize this is crazy because velociraptors don't live in the mountains.
And I hear this voice yell, hey, do you want some knives?
Cleanings!
And the overwhelming color here is sort of avocado gray.
In my dream, I met this friend, and we spent a lot of time together. We had a really, really good time. It felt like months that we were hanging out together and enjoying ourselves. And, of course, this friend was not real, but it felt very real the whole time. And I could feel myself leaving the dream and waking up.
Really, really good.
So I told him that he was the best friend I ever had as I felt myself waking up. And he said we should meet again sometime. So I told him a real place and time. But, of course, I wasn't actually able to get there the day that I told him I would be there. Of course, this friend. So, to this day, I still wonder, even though I'm sure it wasn't real, I wonder if there is a person out there in real life just like this guy. And I will miss him as if he was a real person. I'll always feel that way. I'll always feel that way.